Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today. On the last weekend of the month, we have a huge show for you this week. My first guest is legendary Barry Manilow. Then coming up will be former Miss America. She's an actress. She's a stage star. And she is a singer, Vanessa Williams. Academy Award-winning actor Kevin Costner will be here. We're going to talk about music. And then number 10, Bo Derek. Next hour, Stone Cold Steve Austin will be joining us. Astronaut Mike Massimino will be on the show. Stacey McDaniel is going to be chatting about food in schools. And then Emily Calandrelli will be talking about how to get to school safely. And the Queen of Toys, Elizabeth Warner. That's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy today. We'll be back with Barry Manilow.
By GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl with yellow feathers in her hair and a dress cut down her leg. She would merengue and do the cha-cha. And while she tried to be a star, Tony always standing bar across the crowded floor. They were from 8 to 4. They were young and they had each other. Good.
That's the music of our next guest, and it needs no introduction. Believe me, he's a friend of our show for many years, and it's good to have him back. Welcome back to our show, Ron Sedgy, today, all across the USA and around the world. And joining us right now is a gentleman whose voice is known around the world and an American treasure. A lot to talk about with our friend, Barry Manilow. Hi, Barry. How you doing?
Hi, Ron. Good to speak to you.
Good speaking with you again. Boy, you are one busy man these days. I'm looking down all the things that you are doing, and I thought you were going to start taking it easy, but boy, I tell you, you're gearing up like it was 1975.
Yeah, I know. I must be crazy, Ron. But, you know, it's so exciting. It's so exciting. You know, when they offered opportunity to come back to this room, you know, I played the Hilton for 5 years.
Sure.
And now the Hilton now is called the Westgate.
Right.
And they've upgraded it. It's, you know, they spent multi-millions of dollars to upgrade the whole hotel. And this room was so wonderful for 5 years. I have nothing but great memories of those 5 years. And when they offered, you know, they asked me if I wanted to come back, I said yes. My band loves it. I love it. You know, the touring is exciting because we play for so many many thousands of people, but it's still touring. We still go from city to city to city, from hotel to hotel. This residency keeps us in one place, and this is the place for me, because yeah, there are still thousands of people in this room, but it's intimate, and that's what I like doing the best. You know, my songs, you know, these ballads, Weekend in New England, and Even Now, and Mandy, they work so well in a small room like this. Well, it's not small, but in a smaller room like this, because I think I can connect with people deeper than I can when they're a million miles away in the balcony in an arena. So that may have been one of the reasons that I loved doing this room so much. And I'm looking forward to it again. Here we go again.
Here we go again. Well, I know it's a great room, but now the room is owned actually by a friend of mine who's one of my neighbors here in Orlando. Dave Siegel now owns that Westgate, doesn't he?
Right. No, he's a genius.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that he saw this opportunity and he took it. And it's great. And I'm so glad that they remembered me.
When we talk about people of mutual friends, we have a mutual friend. When I first started into music, my first guitar player was someone that you know very well, Art Phillips.
Oh, Art Phillips. Well, you know, that's a talented man. Didn't he move down to Australia?
Yeah, he's down in Australia. He's got a great recording studio down there, a great publishing company. In fact, he just sent me some of his latest works. Genius of a guy, and I knew he loved working with you. He spoke so highly of you over the years, and still does, because he sometimes comes to Florida and visits me.
Yeah, you know, musicians and me, we get along. You know, even though I've made a career out of singing and performing, in my heart, I am a musician.
Sure.
And other musicians know it. They get me. And we always have a great time when I'm working with great musicians like Art. And we did have a great time together.
Now, Barry, how long is the residency? Because, you know, this is what the people in Branson used to tell me. They say it is great because now we're fresh. We don't have to travel door to door, city to city. We don't have to get on airplanes. We can put a production together. This is the ideal situation for a performer like yourself.
That's exactly right. Everything you just said, it's exactly right. Touring, as exciting as it is, with the, you know, those kind of crowds, it's a young guy's gig.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, you'll hear this from every artist, after a while, it just gets more difficult. And this is not difficult. This is just a party every night, and I'm looking forward to it.
I think I've asked you this before. Is it difficult to introduce new music, new songs, new creations, when everybody wants to hear the songs? Mandy, I Write the Songs, Copacabana. I mean, I guess the upside of having success is having success. The downside is you can never go into something new because everybody wants to hear the success.
I don't do it too often anymore. In the early days, the audiences were really interested in hearing new material. They are not that interested anymore. They really want to hear the songs that they grew up with or they heard that their mother played, and I'm happy to do it. But now and again, I sneak in something new. And like, you know, the latest album is a tribute to New York, and it's called This Is My Town. I introduce it by saying, means a lot to me, it comes from an album, New York is my home, and I expect them to be running up the aisle getting orange juice, but they don't do that. They sit and they listen to it, and it goes over so great. I can't tell you how happy that makes me. But I can't do too much of that because I know why they're there this time.
Tell us about ManiloTV.com.
Yeah, we've been doing that for about 7 or 8 years.
Really?
Every month, because I am a crazy man. I have made videos or audios of every show I have ever done from the very first show. And not with no reason, but for me to look at it or listen to it and make the next show better.
Sure.
I learned that from Joan Rivers when I used to play piano. I used to play her on and off the stage. And she used to come on the stage with a cassette machine, and she used to hit the record button and then do her show and listen to it all day the next day. And then she would, you know, the next night, she would do the same set, but it would be a little better and a little better. Well, when I started performing, I did the same thing. I would record my show, listen to it, watch it the next day, and then add something to it or subtract something or give people notes. So I've got everything I've ever done. Well, Manilow TV is just me and my wonderful assistant, Mark. We pick a video of a show that may have been 25 years old, and we put them on Manilow TV every month as a brand new show that nobody has ever seen. And I think it's a really interesting way, you know, of seeing how this career has morphed into where it is today.
It's a sensational thing. And for people who haven't seen it, ManiloTV.com. And you have so many things to talk about. I mean, the fact that you scored music to a collection of unpublished lyrics by Johnny Mercer, and the list goes on and on and on. But one of the things that you do, aside from entertaining, that you have this great project, which is called the Manilow Music Project. That is sensational. I congratulate you for what you're doing.
Thanks, Ron. We may have spoken about this before.
Yes.
But, you know, I've done this for maybe over 10 years. It started with a friend of mine. I live in Palm Springs, and he said that his daughter was wanted to play sax, and they didn't have a sax in her school. And I said, they don't have a sax in the school. So I got her a sax, but I looked it up, and I found that because of budget problems, all the high schools and middle schools around the country are running out of instruments. And, you know, the first thing that goes is music and arts in every city and in every school. And I thought, well, I got to do something. I'm a musician. I got to do something.
Right.
So I formed the Manilow Music Project, and what we do is we get musical instruments into schools that are running out of them. We go on the road, I donate a piano to the city, and then I ask the audiences to donate instruments that they're not using, that are just collecting dust in their attic or in their basement. And they do. They donate these instruments to us. We fix them up, and then we give them to the school district, and they give them to the schools that are needing them. And we've been doing it for so many years that I think we've made a dent in the country because I've done so many of these cities, and I get letters thanking me from these children with pictures. I got a picture of a little kid thanking me for his new tuba, and the tuba was bigger than he was. He sent me a picture. But, you know, I think, you know, music is so important to a young person's life. It'll change their lives. I talk to the principals and the teachers. They always tell me their grades go up. They learn how to interact with other students. And, it changed my life. And maybe it's helping.
It's the universal language. Everybody likes music. You may not be able to play basketball, football, but everybody may not play music, but they enjoy music. And I commend you for the Manilow Music Project. It's a sensational program, Barry.
Thank you, Ron. For bringing it up.
If you go to BarryManilow.com, you can buy tickets right there for the Westgate great facility where Barry Manilow makes his new home. And Barry, I'm going to come out and tap on your door. Maybe I might meet Art Phillips out there, and we'll both visit with you a little bit.
That would be just great. Well, thanks a lot, Ron.
Thanks, Barry. Look forward to having you back again.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you, my friend. Barry Manilow has been our guest. He's one of the best in this business. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market. markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Sometimes the snow comes down in June. Sometimes the sun goes round the moon. I see the passion in your eyes. Sometimes it's all a big surprise.
And we're back live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgie today. And that's the voice of our next guest. And we are happy to say, has been with us several times in the past, and it's even nicer to have her back. She has sold over 25 million records worldwide. Not only a recording artist, Tony-nominated Broadway actress, Emmy-nominated TV star, and former Miss America, beautiful Vanessa Williams. Hi, Vanessa. Nice to have you back.
Hello, Ron. Hey, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for joining us. It's always good when you're here.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be on the show.
In a long list of credentials that I just spoke of, I failed to mention the fact that about a few years back, you earned your Hollywood Walk of Fame star on, of course, the big Hollywood Walk of Fame in Hollywood, and your autobiography that you wrote with your mom, You Have No Idea. Was that something difficult to do when you think about all the things that you've done in life? Is it hard to recapitulate that?
Yeah, it's I wrote the book about 4 years ago with my mother, and the concept behind the book, I had been offered many times to do an autobiography, but every time I would go back and think about my life, and I would discuss it with my mom, and I would have one recollection, she would have another, and I said, you know, this is a way more interesting opportunity to have a set of a set time and be able to see that time in two different perspectives. So that's how the concept of the book came about. And yeah, it was a difficult but cathartic journey for myself and my mom. And I thought it was unique, and I think a lot of people felt that it resonated with them in their lives through their struggles and through their relationships in their family. So I don't know whether there's plenty more stories to where I can probably do book number two, but we had a wonderful result with the first one, You Have No Idea.
Ah, that's great. Now, on Broadway, with A Trip to Bountiful and part of a new series on VH1, Satin Sisters, and I failed to mention touring with your band. I don't know how you juggle all this stuff, Vanessa, to be honest with you.
I have my calendar is right next to my phone, and I'm constantly adjusting every day. You have to be organized when you're trying to schedule, you know, music performances and theater and television, and also be a mom too. I still have one still at home in high school, so her schedule comes first, and then I work my schedule on everything else.
Wow, that's a tough one. Well, congratulations on being able to keep all those balls in the air. I want to talk to you about something that I know you're very involved with. You talk about first impressions. I had a very good sales manager at a radio station I owned one time, and she was a very attractive female. And she said, you know, I always am the first one to get in the door to talk to a client. And I said, you know what? That's great. But once you get in the door, you have to have content. And you have partnered with a program called Success is Calling, which really talks about the critical first step in a job interview, the phone interview.
Absolutely. The phone interview is crucial. Dress for Success has been wonderful in helping women that have had some disadvantages in their life to get back into the workforce by giving them clothing that's been donated, suits and dresses and handbags to prepare for their interviews and get them involved in the workforce. And that was crucial in terms of what we did last year. We launched it last year. 300 women actually were employed last year through
wow.
our Success is Calling campaign. So this year we're doubling it. We want 600 women to be able to be gainfully employed, which we hope will all happen through this seminar and that we're doing called Success is Calling. And there's many opportunities for women who want to get a start by getting back in the workforce.
You know, being in the broadcasting business for exactly 7,000 years now, you know, you really get conscientious when you're talking to people on the telephone as to how they present themselves. And recently, you know, I was talking to a woman from an insurance company, and she had what I thought was enormous telephone etiquette. How do you accomplish that and not sound as if keeping it in business, if you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I'll use you an example. You have a wonderfully rich tone, and your diction is perfection, so I can understand exactly what you're saying. You enunciate your words, so I understand exactly what you're saying, and you have energy behind your voice. Those are the first things that make an impression over the phone. Having energy, having your personality shine through and be unique over the phone, but also being articulate and speaking correctly. Those are things that really set you apart from the very beginning. They show that you're educated, what your skill of education is, and how fast you can work and climb up the ladder of success. And these are all the things that you need to make a first impression over the phone.
I think I love you. No, no pretty girl has ever said that to me before. You really know how to raise the bar on somebody, you know that?
Well, you have a very melodious tone, which is very, very attractive.
Gosh, I'm getting all sweated up here now. Holy man. You really know how to affect the guy. Is there a website we can go to find out all the things that you're doing and will be doing?
Well, they can go to VanessaWilliams.com, and they can follow me on Twitter or Instagram, which is Vanessa Williams Official. That will give you all my dates for performances, my new show that I'm doing, Satan Sisters, which we start production. That'll be on VH1 next year. I've got new music that I'm about to go into the studio with, so that'll come out next year as well. A new clothing line, I forgot to say that, which is on Evine Live, and that's called V by Vanessa Williams.
Well, do me a favor. I know that you are on an horrendous schedule, but when you get some free time, sure won't be in the most recent days, but if it ever starts to slow down, would you come back to us later and can talk about the new TV show and all the other
Absolutely.
Things?
Absolutely.
I would
Absolutely,
love to.
Absolutely, Ron. You got it.
And if you don't mind, I would like to use that little segment of your compliment so that I can use it on my next job interview. Would that be okay?
Absolutely, Ron.
Okay. Well, Vanessa, thank you so much for joining us. You know you're always welcome here, and thank you so much for all the great hours of entertainment you have given us over the years. And
thank you.
And I hope that we double the number of women that we find gainful employment with as a result of Success is Calling.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Ron.
Thank you, Vanessa. Very lovely lady, very articulate lady, and wow, beautiful and talented, who is a platinum recording artist, Tony-nominated Broadway actress, Emmy-nominated TV star, author, plus a former Miss America, currently touring with her band. That describes our guest, beautiful Vanessa Williams. We're going to pause for a second. There is more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Seggi Today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Once again, March for Our Lives gathered at the steps of the Texas State Capitol in Austin, demanding action in the wake of the school shooting in Uvalde. They're calling for Governor Greg Abbott to call a special session of the legislature to raise the minimum age to purchase an AR-15 to 21. Abbott has resisted the calls for tougher gun laws, instead saying that mental health care issues need to be the focus. The Uvalde School's police chief, Pete Arredondo, was sacked on Wednesday over the botched law enforcement response to the shooting at Robb Elementary School. There's concern about the potential for a radiation leak at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine. Residents near the plant are being given iodine tablets in case there is a radiation exposure, but experts say that the actual situation isn't as bad as it's being portrayed by both sides. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Still wake up every morning. You're the first thing to cross my mind. I still smell your sweet perfume in the early afternoon. That mountain wind comes blowing through the pines.
You recognize that voice? Well, we know him as an Academy Award-winning actor, and he's also a very talented director, but he also writes and sings music with his own band and has a lot of CDs out. He's terrific. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Kevin Costner. Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good, Ron. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. Thank you for joining us. And I meant what I said. I am a big fan of all the things that you've done. I have to make an apology to you, though. If I ran down everything that you did since Sizzle Beach, USA, going way, way back, we would be here for a long time. American Flyers, The Untouchables, Field of Dreams, Dances with the Wolves, JFK, Bodyguard, Wyatt Earp, Waterworld. I mean, the list is endless.
Well, you know, I don't really do as many movies as most guys in my category. I kind of have a life. I there's a lot of things I try to do in my life, and I think if you would add it up, guys in my category, I've probably done about a third of the movies of the other guys, but I'm happy that you appreciate some of them that I was able to make.
No, I think a lot of times what happens is that people will make a lot of movies, but they're not necessarily hot movies. You make maybe less movies, but they're all hot. Steve Allen told me one time, I said, you know, you wrote over 500 songs. He said, yeah, but they probably weren't any good because I only had one that was a hit.
So. I know that feeling. That's a feeling I have as a songwriter. It's funny, too, because always the last song you write, you think, oh, that's my best song, and the truth is it's sometimes it's not very good at all, but you know, if you keep trying, the cream kind of can get to the top, and you just have to be smart enough to know when a song is good enough to put in front of a paying customer, not your grandmother.
Yes,
because your grandmother will listen to anything.
Anything. You know, I did something one time that I wasn't very proud of. It was a video thing, and I said I won't even show it to my mother because she would even turn it down. Okay, that's how bad it was. Now, you're going to be near us in Lakeland, Florida here soon, right down the street from where I'm at, and we originate this show from Orlando, so I'm going to come by and see you. And, you know, I wonder how many people realize what a great singer-songwriter you are and a fantastic group that you work with. I think that when they hear the name Kevin Costner, the first thing they think of is a terrific actor. But, ladies and gentlemen, you ought to get his latest material. It's great, and you got one that just out right now.
I think it'll be a really kind of a very cool record to listen to. So if you like it at all, look for Famous for Killing Each Other, because that's the name of the record.
And your third album, From Where I Stand, also you're going to be at a ceremony in honor of military members killed, and that'll take place in Fort Knox, Kentucky?
Yeah, we wrote a song that was really about the Civil War, and I knew it was a beautiful song, but one of our friends trained the pilots of the men that went down about 5 months ago. We lost a lot of SEALs, and we lost a lot of pilots, and it was a terrible tragedy. They sent this song to one of the families, and it struck such a nerve with them that it was what they hoped happened when a loved one is lost on the battlefield. It's a song that really talks about the last moment a person is alive, that just before they pass. And for the living, we're incredibly haunted by that. You know, was our son, or was our daughter alone? Were they afraid? And this song speaks to that moment about an angel coming down and just kind of covering them. And the song has had such a meaning to that family that they began to pass it around. And now they're using the song to dedicate it to the memorial and have asked us to come out. And I believe now the Gold Star mothers and the Gold Star wives, we are letting them have that song to use however they want to use it.
Oh, wow.
I've had a lot of pretty neat things happen to me in my life, and I couldn't put anything above this, be honest.
What a great name, too. The Angels Came Down. That is so appropriate in this case.
Yeah, it's not political, which is, and it wasn't, so I hope that you hear it. I hope I'd be interested to know after you hear it, and in fact, might even sing it at the Lakeland concert.
Oh, good. Now, here's an unfair question I'm going to ask you, okay? Now, I know you're a great actor, director, and a musician. What do you like most? If you had to do one, this is probably like asking somebody, which kid do you like better? You know what
I'm saying?
If you had to do one, and you're good in all of them, what would you do?
The music is more fun because there's a live element to it. There's you're playing with your friends. The audience can interact with you. You know, when you're acting in a movie, everybody's got to be quiet. Even if it's a comedy, they got to be quiet.
Yeah, right.
So sometimes you're not even sure if you're funny. You know, everybody's got to be quiet. Don't ruin this take. So playing music, you know, whether it's in your living room or in front of 30,000 people, it's just really an experience that you wish almost everybody could have at some point.
Mm-hmm. I have to agree with you. And the problem is that those individuals who act who have never had the opportunity to do something live on stage, i.e. music, because, you know, if you do something that's like a play or something, it's not quite as enthusiastic as if you're doing a bunch of songs, and they've never experienced that, they would not understand that because the movie process and the television process, frankly, is kind of boring.
Well, it really is. I mean, you can try to explain it to people, and it's also long. I mean, you know, movie people, they're used to working 12 hours a day, you know, and you do it 6 days a week when you're away from home. So it's a process. You know, but the music, you know, I like the hours better, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right, yeah. And again, it's more fun. And I'll tell you the other thing, too. And this is, I think, very, very unique by comedy. When you're up there in music and you're kind of having a bad night, you kind of share it with the rest of the musicians, plus the fact that, you know, you can always butt the songs together in case nobody's really accepting this. As a stage actor or a comedian, you're kind of in a jam because you're by yourself, you're falling off that cliff alone.
Well, you can listen, when you go live, that there's drama. And I like the drama because, by definition, drama, you don't know exactly what's going to happen. You know, one of the things that what I wanted to do when I played was I wanted to play original music. And that, you risk a lot there too because usually people want to hear old favorites. They want to hear things they know. And that's not what I do.
Yeah.
I go out and I play a lot of these songs, and maybe the salvation of a lot of them is that they were written on movies that people remember.
Sure.
So a lot of these songs were written during the making of movies that people enjoyed. So when I go on stage, I try not to separate my movie career from my musical career.
Well, I think you make a definitive line between the both of them. I really do. I loved your work on 13 Days and on JFK. I mean, it was sensational, as all your Elliot Ness, as I mentioned earlier. And, of course, The Bodyguard is being seen frequently nowadays. This is what I feel about your work, is that a true testament of somebody's work is if it stands the test of time. And whether it's musically, directing, or acting, yours does.
Well, thank you. I mean that's kind of what you hope happens. You don't know that it's going to. You know, the movies I make, I want them to be classic. Whether they are or not, that's how I go into them. That's the thought that I have for them, and that's how I try and choose them. I don't like making a movie and then go, God, I'm surprised that people really like this.
Yeah.
You know, I want to believe that they're going to like it. Now, you know, what happens between the point that you make one and all the decisions that go into it and all the politics that go with movies these days, you don't know. But the idea to make a movie that you can pass from father to son and on down is really the idea.
Yep, that's exactly right. Precisely it. And the name of the group, of course, is Kevin Costner and the Modern West. Check out all of the CDs. Can we go to kevincostner.com?
Yeah, you can go to there. I've got a website. You can see where we're playing. And I don't exactly administer it. I just don't understand the computer world that much, man, to be honest with you.
Me neither.
You know, how it works. I mean, people go there and they know how my website works better than I do, but you know, we're coming. We're going to play the East Coast, and I really hope you find your way backstage.
Oh, I'm definitely going to do that. I did see you perform at the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series at Daytona. Big NASCAR fan, so I was
okay.
There. But we will be back there. I guarantee you, Kevin. Please don't be a stranger. Come back. We'd love to have you back here. You're a great guest and a terrific talent, whether it's in front of the cameras, behind the cameras, or on stage singing.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate it. And thanks for the memories of my pal Ed, okay?
All right.
Okay,
take care.
Kevin Costner. Bye-bye, Kevin. Kevin Costner has been our guest. Classy guy. And check out his website, kevincostner.com. See where he's playing with the Kevin Costner and Modern West Band. If you get a chance to see him in concert, do it. He does a remarkable job. You always picture him as a fantastic actor, and that is him and more. But I tell you, he's equally great on stage with a guitar in his hand, his band, and singing some good, good down-to-earth American music. And here's some of it right now.
I pick myself up and I run towards the only light I see. Try to stay between the lines before it catches up with me. Before it catches up with me.
I hear it restless in the night, and it's calling out for me like a prison full of ghosts, and it just won't let me be.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor, and the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at...
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgy. Today, you talk about beauty and brains and talent. You got our next guest. You guessed it. And I know she gained a lot of notoriety being recognized as a 10. I go a little bit higher than that to a 12. Joining us right now is Bo Derek. Hi, Bo. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for joining us. Nice to have you back. It's been some years since you've been with us, and it's good to have you back on our show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well,
there.
We got a lot.
With you.
Well, thank you, dear. I appreciate it. I normally don't have pretty girls tell me that, you know, so that... Now,
I'm sure.
You have a lot of things to talk about. This great thing that you're doing that is called American Hometown Heroes. Tell us about this, Bo, because I think this is sensational.
I've been working with our disabled veterans for over 10 years through the Department of Veterans Affairs and chairing their rehabilitation events, which are the wheelchair games, the winter games, the summer games. But here's a situation where independent Yellow Pages across the country in 49 states have gotten together and organized. They don't require any funds from anybody. None of our tax dollars. They just simply offer, if any veteran goes to hometownheroes.org, they will be directed to their local independent Yellow Page company and provided business planning, free advertising in the Yellow Pages to start up their small business or offer their services and to help them get employment when they come home. And I love the idea that it's a group of entrepreneurs who came together and said, we want to do this because we want to do this, not because they get anything out of it. And I think that employment is high among our returning American heroes. And here's a link in that coming home and getting to work that I think private industry can provide better than a government agency and even probably a big nonprofit organization. And I hope that maybe other businesses can be inspired to do this and find a way to organize and provide these kind of services to these Americans who deserve everything we can give them.
Boy, amen to that. You know what's amazing to me, and I'm sure that you have found this on all of your work with veterans, is the fact that here are these people, men and women, go out and defend our freedom, and they come back to not only a economic condition of this country which is suffering, but they come back to one that's even more so because they've been out of the workforce for so long, and employers say, hey, you know, we're looking for somebody with experience, and here are these people who the only reason they don't have the experience is because they're protecting our freedom.
But at the same time, and this is what employers should know, these are the highly disciplined Americans and their experience and their training and what they can bring to any business is invaluable, I think.
Yes, you're right. You know, we were on a road trip not too long ago, and the driver of the coach I was in was a former veteran. A veteran. And I said, why are you driving this coach? And he said, well, it's because it's the only job I had. In the 10, 12 days we were on that coach, I have to tell you something, Bo, this guy was most responsible, courteous, knowledgeable, and he, not to put down driving a coach as a bad job, but certainly was underneath his qualifications. And I just couldn't get over that, because here's a guy whose dedication, whose upmanship, it was right there, and he was driving a bus.
You know, maybe in the future he can start his own transportation company, go to the VA or some of these nonprofit groups, get a small business loan, and then use Hometown Heroes to provide that interim service to start a business.
Yeah, what a great way to turn that around. I have to admit that that's a great incentive, and the way you phrased it is probably the best way it could be said. Off the subject for just a moment. Your image as a number 10 in that movie, have you ever been able to go someplace and someone not ask you about that? I mean, I feel kind of funny even bringing it up, but I will. And but the fact is that it's such a, I mean, it's like Elvis Presley combined with Hound Dog. You just can't, you know, you think of one, you think of the other. I mean, is that ever become a hindrance? You just want to go to the mall and look like, not like a person that's in the movies and as beautiful as you are?
Thank you. You know, it was such a gift in my life that I've always realized it was a pretty small price to pay. If I could have all the perks and benefits from having been in that movie, but I can't go to the beach anymore, I can't walk around the mall, I'm fine with it, and I always have been. I've always seen the other benefits that were provided.
Yeah, and again, I say that with all due respect, because I'm sure you're tired of being asked those kind of questions.
No, I don't mind at all.
I'm sure every guy in the world or woman who interviews you is going to bring that up, and me, I just want to fit in the mold and do the same thing.
You know, fortunately, I've always had a really good private life, so I don't need to. I've never had the need to go out and party all night or or go to hot spots and be hassled.
Yeah.
I could give those up very easily.
Yeah, you know what? After you've done this for a while, Bo, and I can appreciate what you're saying, is that you just, home looks mighty fine sometimes. Now, going back to the American Hometown Heroes, if they want to learn more, all of our people that are listening to us, where can they do that?
AmericanHometownHeroes.org. And you will be directed to your local independent Yellow Page company who has already committed to provide this service free of charge and help you get your business and reach directly. It's the best way to reach your consumer and your potential clients is through your local community phone book.
Yeah, and as you alluded to before, this is so important, and you've got some great people with you, as I mentioned earlier, Ann Margaret, Diane Cannon, John Corbett, yourself. Any others? Not that you need any after that list.
Yes, we do. I don't have the list in front of me right now, but yes, and we've got some heavy brass in the military. The Department of Veterans Affairs jumped right on this. When it was first just a notion, I put them in touch, the Hometown Heroes Group, in touch with the Department of Veterans Affairs, and they pushed it along right away. They saw what an important service this would be to our veterans. So it was inspiring to see all these groups that normally there's so much red tape, so many, so much research involved. Let's everybody talk about this for years before we move. I mean, it was up and running in probably 10 weeks.
Oh, wow. That's great. That goes to show the support from the private sector. That's phenomenal. And if you get a chance, please participate in this very good cause. AmericanHometownHeroes.com is the website. Bo, if you ever get down to Orlando, Florida, let us know. We'd love to have you as a guest.
Thank you. I'd love to.
Oh, let's do it. And stay lovely as always, dear.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Bo.
Okay,
bye-bye. The very lovely and talented, nice woman, very nice woman, Bo Derek. And we all remember her as a number 10 running on the beach in that famous movie that made her so popular. You're listening to Ron Segi Today. We are all across the USA and around the world and on our internet site, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. Check us out.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy Today, but we have another hour to go on this last weekend of the month. And I want to thank my guests this first hour, the legendary Barry Manilow, Vanessa Williams, the great Kevin Costner, and number 10, Bo Derek. Next hour, Stone Cold Steve Austin will be on the show. Astronaut Mike Massimino will be here. It's always nice when Mike's here. I really enjoy talking to him. Stacey McDaniel is going to be talking about food in schools, and Emily Calandrelli will be chatting about how to get to school safely. And then the lady who knows more about toys than anybody, Elizabeth Warner. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy Today.